This line isn't unfamiliar to any of us. I crawl into my bedroom and close the door. I press my mouth into my hands and let the pent-up coughs out. When I look up, clammy and woozy, Raja is back at my window. He's fully waterlogged now, his eyes desperate. "I love you," I sign, then point toward his hammock on the porch. He doesn't sign anything back, and I don't blame him. What does "I love you" mean when I'm letting us be torn apart? When, for all Raja knows, I've sided with my parents. Raja tugs hard at the window frame. Even though he's half my size, he's stronger than any of us. A corner starts to scrape free from the wall. "Stop!" I shout. "Raja, please stop!" I start rummaging under my bed for more chips, a toy, anything to distract him, but a loud scraping stops me. He's getting more and more frantic, and the glass is wobbling in its frame. I'm worried Raja will cut himself. I try to pry his fingers away, the glass dancing between us. His fingertips are small, rough, wet. His. The whole window frame comes free at a corner, and we're suddenly holding hands, warm rain streaming into my room. Raja stops and stares at me, delight and surprise on his face even as the frame cuts him. He's happy just to be touching me. I know my parents will be here any second. I know the only way to stop this. I know I need to let go. So I do. I release his hand. Raja cries out, betrayed. Once he's recovered from his surprise, he leaps into motion, frantically pushing at the window, his slashed fingers leaving bloody streaks. When I push back, the whole frame bends and comes free from the wall. Raja holds it in his hands for a moment, then pitches it to the ground. I don't move. He has his feet against the gap in the wall, his hands wrapped around mine. Raja's orange hair is so familiar, as much a part of me as my own hair. But my parents, if they see us together, they'll send him away for good. I pry Raja's fingers up so I can cast him out and get him back on his branch. But he has his other hand inside now, is crying loudly and making the kiss squeaking that means he's really upset.